This message is part of the educational ministry of Columbia International University. We've been preparing world Christians to know Him and to make Him known since 1923.
Church, say amen.
Amen.
Church, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To Dr. John Harvey, to the president of faculty, staff, and students of Columbia International University, I greet you on behalf of Dr. Pamela Wilson, our president at Allen University, and Bishop Preston Warren Williams, our chairman of the board of trustees, the Reverend Witherspoon, our chaplain, Mr. Felder, our choir director, Ms. Leela Reed, a fine member of St. Philip AME Church in Eastover, South Carolina. I want to thank you for being with your pastor today. To my former colleague, Mrs. Elizabeth Lehman, I greet all of you in Jesus' name and with His joy. It's my pleasure to be here at Columbia International University. I am a doctoral advisor for Reverend Robert Kennedy, who's a student at Hood Theological Seminary, and also the pastor of St. Peter's AME Church in North Charleston. The Lord has led me through this work to our sermon today. Additionally, I recommend to the students your consideration of the work Studying Congregations, a new workbook by Aberdeen Press. Our sermon for today comes from Paul's letter to the church of Philippi, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. If then there's any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, in sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourself. Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Christ, to the glory of God the Father. I want to preach for a few minutes from the subject, the ecology of a congregation. The ecology of a congregation. The word ecology is the scientific study of the relationship of living organisms with respect to each other and their natural settings. Ecology has to do with ecosystems that are sustained by biodiversity within them. Biodiversity is the full scale of life and the processes by which living and non-living components interact. Ecology is a discipline of biology which addresses the study of life. Ecology has to do with life processes, distribution of organisms, material energy through living organisms, ecosystems, biodiversity. Columbia International University, before you can really do God's work in a local church setting, in a clinical setting, or in specialized ministry, one must know that the local church, the clinical setting, or special ministry, you must know how they came into being. One must know its origin. One must know its ecology. In the various places that you will be assigned, whether it is to Peru, Argentina, Ghana, Haiti, Mexico, India, Spain, or the inner city, Native American reservations, the field of migrant workers, the I-95 corridor here in South Carolina called the Corridor of Shame, the workplace of the working poor in Appalachia. One cannot do ministry until one clearly understands the ecology of the people that you are assigned to serve. Your theological preparation at Columbia International University should prepare you to see clearly the uniqueness of each ecological system you are called to serve. We must understand that we are not God. Sometimes in ministry, some of us feel like that we are God, but we are finite creatures, limited, have been born and have a beginning and an end, but we are called to speak on behalf of a God who is infinite. Each set of people God has called you to serve had an ecosystem in place before you arrive. So I say to you, what I say to my students at Allen University, it is our task to point people not to ourselves, but it is our task to point people to Christ. It is our task as priests and as ambassadors for Christ to see, to live, and walk amongst the people that we are assigned to serve. We are to live amongst those people. I am an African Methodist Episcopal Church preacher. I am an African American preacher. But before my ancestors came to America, they also had an ecosystem already in place. It is called the Bay-Congo culture of West Africa. Most slaves came to America from West Africa, and they brought to America the Bay-Congo culture. We brought to America technology, intellect, and the ability to use God's land. Here in South Carolina, it was the people of the Bay-Congo culture who taught their white oppressors how to grow rice here in South Carolina. We brought that with us across Middle Passage to America. And what I'm saying to us today is that you must understand that every society has different customs and beliefs. Theological education prepares the man and woman of God to walk in various ecological systems with the word from the Lord. In our text today, the Apostle Paul found an ecosystem already in place at the church at Philippi. The church saw itself as being persecuted by non-Christians. Yet in the bio system at the church of Philippi, there was joy in the congregation. Now, some of you who are starting in ministry, you will find that some churches are nicer than others. Some people are kind, and some people can be difficult to get along with. But at the church at Philippi, Paul found the church. Although they were being persecuted, they were a kind congregation. They sent to Paul a gift while he was in jail by Epaphroditus. So in this writing, you'll find the word joy numerous times. Although facing persecution, this church thought it not robbery to help their founding pastor, the Apostle Paul, with a gift. The ecology of this church was joy. And long before Shirley Caesar made the song, "This Joy I Have, the World Didn't Give It to Me," the church at Philippi knew joy. Joy rubbed off on the Apostle Paul. And as you read the letter to the church at Philippi, you listen to what Paul says. "I have learned how to be abased. I have learned how to be content in whatever situation I find myself. I have learned how to be content so I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I press forward to what lies ahead, forgetting those things that are behind me. And whatever I need, my God shall supply my every need according to his riches and glory. The Holy Spirit was already present at the church of Philippi. Paul just needed to add to what he had already found at the church. Columbia International University, listen to the Apostle Paul. As you go to your various mission assignments, fulfill my joy, being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, count others better than yourself. Let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. In other words, do not go to your mission assignments within your mind asking the question, what's in it for me? If you ask the question, what's in it for me? You're not doing what God has called you to do. If you go to serve to see how much money you can make, you have missed your mission. Ministry is not about how much you can receive. Ministry is about how much you can give. And when you do it, the Lord will provide for you. And when you do go, follow what I call the Jesus model of humility. The word humility means to give up rank, to give up position and status in order to complete a task. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. He gave up his position to serve others. Follow the Jesus model. Humble yourself and Christ will be exalt you. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men and women unto me. As I close Columbia International University, know the ecology of the people to whom God has called you to serve. I would like to put this in a black church perspective. You may be assigned to a church, but you are not the pastor until the people accept you. Well, say that again. You may be assigned to a church, but you are not the pastor until the people accept you. It takes time to become people's pastor, to become people's shepherd. And it comes when you begin to understand their systems that existed long before you arrived. I have found out in these 35 years in the ministry, if you live amongst the people you are called to serve, they will teach you what you cannot get in Old Testament, New Testament, systematic theology, the writings of Paul. If you live amongst the people will teach you what's not in the book. And learning is a two-way process. So you have to learn from the people to whom God has called you to serve. So people who are outside of the academic community, they have a different ecosystem. Sometimes what we learn in the classroom, people in the church say, oh, that's wonderful. But tell me how the Lord is going to make a way for me today. So they have a different ecosystem. And in the church where I pastor, my congregation's ecosystem is centered in a familiar hymn of the church. Jesus the Christ is Lord. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When he shall come, with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faithless to stand before the throne. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is seeking sand. The ecology of a congregation. Amen.
We hope you were blessed by this message. Additional audio messages and learning resources are available at www.ciu.edu/bookstore or call 803-807-5263. Messages are also available by podcast at iTunes. CIU is a regionally accredited biblical university offering undergraduate and graduate degree programs. Our purpose is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for letting us minister to you today.